Hello everyone, here is Robin Good, live from Rome in Italy, and today I am with Oren Levy, Executive Vice President of Oddcast. Good morning to you, Oren. How are you today?
Hello Robin, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day here in New York City.
Fantastic. Well, let me immediately introduce you to my readers and listeners, because probably from the name and the company name, not many bells are going to ring up. And let me therefore visualize for them these wonderful animated characters, which are basically the product that Oddcast has been serving to the market for a number of years now. Yes, you have heard me correctly. Animated characters that also speak and talk and present products that can be placed on websites for companies and organizations to use in many different ways. Am I portraying your company correctly, Oren?
Yes, Robin, this was a good introduction to Oddcast, and I'll add a little bit more about the company. It's 7 years old. It was founded in 1999. And the company is founded and has a lot of products that has to do with user-generated media. And in the past 3 or 4 years, as you have mentioned correctly, we are focused on the Avatar platform that is used today by more than 5,000 businesses all over the world.
User-generated media, that reminds me that Oddcast has a really valuable, fascinating background. That is, the origin of Oddcast are to me somehow even more interesting and still attractive to some of their present very innovative products. So let me just for a few minutes bring everyone back in time to some of those original things. Oren, do you want to share a bit for what you have been able to live, I don't know if you've been there during those times, of those original products that really leverage user-generated content?
Sure, I'll be happy to. So, some of those legacy products include video mixers and audio mixers and karaoke station and photo mixers. So, for example, one of the early implementations we did for video mixer was for a context for Toyota consumers, that they would generate a video ad for TV, and the winning user would get a Toyota as a prize. So they used our video mixer platform to create this contest that it's all about user-generated media.
So the videos were provided by who? By Toyota or by the users themselves?
Toyota provided the basic materials for the videos, but the user had a lot of control and functionality to add their own touch to those media content.
In any case, if you want to learn more about some of these, I still believe truly fascinating original products that quite a few years ago Oddcast brought to the market, go to www.oddcast, that is Oregon, Delaware, Delaware, California, America, South Tennessee, oddcast.com, and on the main navigation horizontal bar on the top, select products and then media mixers and learn more about this stuff, which I really find valuable and still inspiring for many of the new media technology developers who I think have a great deal to leverage from this niche application. You guys have all abandoned this type of use, or you think of taking this back to some new and more up-to-the-times innovative applications?
We still sell those legacy products. They're not our main focus, but for example, Coca-Cola is still using our audio mixers, and we've recently enabled that audio mixers with the ability to obviously mix in audio, but also send it as a ringtone to your mobile phone. Another recent example is when we did a campaign that's still going on for Cheerios. It's called Cheerioki, and the Cheerioki took advantage both of our Avatar platform and our karaoke platform. So you record your own song and you send it to a friend, or place it on the message board where you can listen to other people that have recorded their own karaoke songs and rate each other, etc.
Excellent. My compliments. Those are really honorable products and innovative ideas, which, again, I believe will find still a lot of the space in the market and have many diversifying applications that can be still developed. But then Oddcast pointed right at to one specific application. Do you know the story of that? Of how that came to be? I mean, what was the inspiration to say, let's go with this very thing?
Sure, it goes back to your question about who delivered the media, and we thought, what would be a product that users can generate content without being dependent on a third party to deliver that content? If you remember in the Toyota example, Toyota had to provide the users with some raw material. So we thought about avatars, and avatars anybody can design, and they can add content by just simply adding an audio, either using their own voice or using text to speech. And the way that we tested it was we created an application that was basically placed on the web where people could dress up George Bush in different ways, and we added some audios that he recorded in the past. You could also change his appearance, backgrounds, etc. And it was placed on the web on a Thursday afternoon, and when we came back after a weekend, Oddcast was bombarded by a lot of incoming calls and emails, and one of the first companies that expressed interest in this avatar platform was the Government of Canada, which was basically our first avatar technology customer.
Why? What did they want to do with it?
The Government of Canada had some websites that were targeted at teens, at teenagers, and they thought that the avatar platform and the talking avatars could be a great way to engage these teenagers and deliver the messages that they wanted to deliver to them.
So let's explain it clearly to anyone who has not seen or experienced your product yet. If you're not able to go to www.oddcast.com right now and see one of these little boxes in which there is an animated cartoon that apparently is looking at you while you look at the screen, what Oddcast has created is a number of tools and services by which companies, large enterprises, or individuals, small organizations, can create custom, personalized, animated character with the look and feel of the face, the dress, the accessories that they like, and make these characters say, in whatever language they want, you will help me on this one, whatever they want to say. And this can be done in two ways. One is by recording your own voice that will go in lip sync with that animated cartoon, and the other one is by inserting, typing a text that will be digitally converted into speech whenever the character will speak. Please, Oren, give me comfort that I was doing pretty good.
I think it was a very good explanation of the audio input capabilities, and those are the two basic options. I want to go back though to your question about how do these companies use it, and I think it's a good time to approach that. So we have today about 200 enterprise level clients that use it for viral marketing. For example, we've recently did a campaign for Career Builder. It was called Monkey Email, and where the consumers could choose a monkey, design it, add background, and add their own personal message or use one of the pre-recorded funny messages and send it to a friend. And that was a very successful viral marketing campaign for Career Builder. Other types of uses by these enterprises are, some of them are used in a very tactical way, like McAfee and rentacar.com, where the use is for basically to promote a specific product or a specific promotion and increase conversion and sales on a specific area of a website. Other enterprises use it for e-learning or internal corporate training. We have some clients like JPMorgan Chase and Children's Place using it for those kind of applications. In terms of online marketing, we also have customers that use it for rich media ads. So, for example, Vonage used it in their rich media ads campaigns. And we've got many more other customers like McAfee also using it in rich media ads, and Killington Ski Resorts, etc. And we can go also into the small business applications. I'll give it back to you, Robin, to let me know how, if we want to elaborate on the small business as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, how do you see small businesses, professionals, independent newsmakers, or even bloggers today? Could bloggers specialize in on reporting on some specific industry topics and news, how they could take, for example, advantage of your technology?
Sure. Let's focus first on the small businesses, and then I'll touch upon Odcast consumer initiatives that we're undergoing right now. In terms of small businesses, we're using a different brand, and we call it SitePal, like a friend of the site. And SitePal is a product for small businesses. It's a self-service product where a small business, for example, a real estate agent, a travel agent, an eBay seller, can come to our website, putting their credit card, and for as low as $10 a month, subscribe to our services. And what can they do is they, as you can see on the screen, if you have access to the screen, you can design a character, add an audio, and publish it to your websites, and they do it within minutes. And the uses, again, are to place an avatar on a website. It helps the small business owner or executive to extend their personality online to, you know, many of the small businesses are associated with a specific individual, and this is their way to continue the personal communication and personal touch with their visitors. So as I mentioned, we've got small businesses using it for their websites as well as for eBay auctions. And maybe, Robin, the next step will be to discuss a little bit the consumer aspect.
Absolutely. Please feel free to go into that.
So today we already have consumers, as you mentioned, that are interested in the SitePal product for their blogs. But the SitePal product was built for small businesses. So today, Odcast is undergoing a lot of initiatives around the consumers, both for online communities, blogs, instant messaging, as well as mobile phones. I'll touch upon the web first. For the web, for example, Odcast has a partnership with ICQ, the instant message provider. And with ICQ, in less than a year, more than 5 million characters were created by different ICQ users, where basically the character represents these mainly teenagers in the chats that they undergo in the instant messaging. So when, for example, a teenager is in a chat, there's the avatar that they created that represents them in the chat. And for example, when they choose a happy face emoticons, the character says something funny. So Odcast is now very much focused on delivering these kind of products for consumers, either directly or through relationship with those communities that have either instant messaging, blogging, social networking solution. In terms of mobile initiatives, we have recently presented our mobile technology in CTIA in Las Vegas, where the main two applications that we show are messaging applications, where you can send a message from the web to a phone or from a phone to a phone using an avatar. So, for example, you can type a text message, "I'll be late," and the text will be converted to speech and delivered by an avatar. Another type of service in the mobile space is subscription services. For example, there's different types of information agents. So, for example, instead of getting your horoscope in a simple text message, or the weather or news or sports results in a simple text message, an avatar of your choice will deliver to you those services.
What would be the enhancement or the key benefits that the user would have when replacing a traditional text message with an avatar-based delivery?
In the messaging case, for example, first it allows for more self-expression. You can design the character and choose a character based on your own preferences. Obviously, you can add your own voice to the character, so there's that personal touch that doesn't exist in a text message. And in terms of subscription services, it's more appealing to people to get, you know, for example, a nice cheerleader giving you the sports result than a simple, dry text message. So it has a lot of appeal for consumers.
Great. You've given a lot of very useful information, and I think people would be excited to go out and try out some of these. Is there any opportunity for them to demo or even try out in full some of this technology right now?
Of course. First of all, they can always contact us, and the best place to start, as you mentioned, is the website www.odcast.com. But, for example, if a small business or a consumer wants to try out, for example, our small business product, they can do it for as low as $10 a month, and they'll have access to our platform and have an opportunity to play with the technology. And, by the way, we offer those small businesses 30-day money-back guarantee, so it can actually end up, you know, just to play with the technology, it can end up being for free.
So you're saying that the tryout costs $10. There's no real way for people to try it out without having to shell out some money. Am I understanding that correctly?
That's using our platform, but they can use many of our, for example, viral marketing applications like the Career Builder or the ones that we have, for example, on ESPN. That will give them exposure to the platform. What we have on ESPN, for example, is the Voice of the Fan application, and they will have experience creating the avatars, adding their own audio, whether it's by phone or microphone or text-to-speech, and send it to a friend or post it on the message board. And we also have those type of trying out demos on our website. Again, this is without direct access to the platform, but it helps. But it allows you to experiment with the technology.
Okay, that is good enough. We'll direct them there on those examples, and please, if you can, let me have some specific URLs where people could, you know, without having to browse through those major big sites, find exactly where they can log on to try out one of those implementations. Oren, that was a lot of great useful information. I really appreciate your time today. And I would like to leave it to you to conclude for any reminder, URL, or a special offer you want to underline to our listeners and readers today. From Robin Good, live here in Rome today, this is all for Outcast and SidePod. Actually, these are 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 great products that make animated talking characters a reality for promotion, marketing, e-learning, general new media awareness in a new and innovative fashion. So over to you, Oren, and thanks again for staying on with me today.
Thank you very much, Robin. It was a great pleasure to speak with you today and present Outcast to your audience. As I mentioned, the best place to start is our website, outcast.com. We can also be reached by phone at 212-375-6290 in New York. And if you contact one of our salespeople and you mention that you came through Robin, we'll give you a special treatment. And again, thank you again for the opportunity, and goodbye from New York.